lot of people think you do, but Mike hasn't lived in it, I think, on and off in the same thing. But
Congressman
under the,
Webster does not live in this district.
So you don't have to do that. You have to live in the state, and you have to be over 30 years of or 25 years of age, I guess. So, but that's it. So whether you're in the in or not, it's a political matter. It's a political problem. It can be if you don't live in it. And then people say, well, look, you're not representing us. You're not here. That's happened over the years. I've seen that in, I guess, 40 years. I've seen that in a number of campaigns. I've never seen it work.
No. Let me point out another side of this whole thing. People, and particularly the audience that's been writing about who's in whose seat and who may or may not run and what's happening. If you look at it, the Senate version of the congressional seats has Corinne Brown pretty well protected, 49%
in that very interestingly shaped district.
It goes all the way to Jacksonville. Let me tell you behind the scenes what's happening. In my opinion, they're playing what I call Ouija board reapportionment. The fact is they're trying to force the lawsuit that Corinne Brown has
against the
state,
fair districts.
Against the fair districts.
Law.
So you got the fair districts amendment 5 and 6 on House and House Senate congressional reapportionment. So you've got the standards you've got to meet there. Then you've got the lawsuit that Corinne Brown has brought to basically preserve that long district. To me, what they've done is they forced the court challenges and the Justice Department challenges. One, either Corinne Brown prevails under the Voting Rights Act, or, you know, the Amendments 5 and 6 of the Constitution prevails. So that's what they've done. They really started a legal argument. So the bottom line is, I don't see any hopes of this being resolved short of going to the state Supreme Court and the federal courts.
And can it get done in time? Because in Florida, I think we begin filing in June. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen. And by the way, that favors the incumbent. If I'm an incumbent and I went through this, I could care less. I'm running in Central Florida. I don't care where the line is and that's the base, but Central and East Florida. So the more you don't have it defined, the less time somebody has to run against you. So it's a great position to be in.
Are these new districts, though, are we able to say, are they actually fair? I mean, they look...
Who knows? Is there ever... Any time you draw a district, it is done with the idea of favoring one person or one party over the other. If I would be shocked if the Republican Party, who's in charge of everything, didn't draw districts that mostly favored them and Corinne Brown and a few other things thrown in. But sure, you want to throw the speaker out if they didn't do it.
And we talked about this very briefly, I think, last time, too, but I want to bring it up again. And that is, you have this approach of what is conflict reapportionment. One, do you take Corinne Brown's district and make it 49% black and basically guarantee her reelection by putting every black you can find in her district and leaving the other districts white and traditionally Republican? Or do you break it up and diffuse it some? And that's really kind of a historical point that we are now in reapportionment. And then, or do you allow districts to be 25 and 30% influence, minority influence, so more can be elected? So it's a very difficult thing. The city is going through that, and Orange County went through that whole thing.
Well, I want to ask you, what do you think, Dick Batchelor, to these new districts? Obviously, we've just got a few of these proposals out now, but what does that play into former Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson's efforts to get back up on the Hill?
Well, keep in mind, he's already raised $400,000, but he's done it not from people here, but by MoveOn.org and people nationwide. He's raised some money. So he'll have the money. The question, he'll put some money, how much will he put in? The very interesting thing, though, is Val Demings, a former police chief who's running for Congress. Now, she says against Webster, but we really don't know because I know where she lives in the Popka Vineland Road. She may or may not be in that district. But what interesting thing to me is that the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, has already sided with Val Demings against Alan Grayson, the former Democratic congressman. So the politics are already very, very interesting. And Val Demings, by the way, has raised almost $300,000, which is a lot of money for a first-term candidate. So it speaks to her strength.